From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Afghan provincial officials say the Taliban Wednesday abducted at least 17 bus passengers in the north of the country. A government spokesman says residents of the Balkhab district were traveling to the capital of Saripul province when Taliban kidnapped them. He said tribal elders are negotiating their release. This is the second mass kidnapping in a week by the Afghan Taliban. In a different part of Afghanistan, a police official in Parwan province says four people working for the non-governmental organization Focus International were killed as they drove into the area from Baghlan province. Three of the gunmen who attacked a Mogadishu hotel Wednesday were killed today in a shootout with authorities. A fourth attacker was killed the day before. Security forces rescued 57 hostages being held by the gunmen at the Ambassador Hotel. The death toll in the incident has been put at 24. Somali militant group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for the attack, saying it targeted the hotel because it is used by Somali government officials. Efforts to get aid to the victims of Syria's civil war are being hampered by the Syrian government. The regime of President Bashar al-Assad has yet to agree on a broad opening of certain areas to humanitarian convoys. The government is also continuing a siege on regions held by opposition groups. U.S. officials say nearly 20 towns have been deprived of food and humanitarian shipments. The U.S., Britain, and France have issued urgent calls for the United Nations to begin humanitarian airdrops. This is VOA News. German lawmakers voted overwhelmingly Thursday to recognize the World War I-era killings of Armenians by Ottoman Turks as genocide. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said the action will have a serious impact on relations between Germany and Turkey. He recalled Turkey's ambassador to Germany for consultations. Historians estimate that up to 1.5 million Armenians were killed by Ottoman Turks between 1915 and 1917, and many scholars have viewed the event as the 20th century's first genocide. A new public opinion poll indicates American voters do not believe presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump will succeed in his plan to build a wall along the Mexican border, and they don't think Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton will curb secret money in politics or restrict the power of Wall Street. When it comes to the job Republicans and Democrats are doing in Congress, voters give both of them a negative review. According to the polls, 63% disapprove of the way Democrats are handling issues in Congress, while 80% of interviewees disapproved of the job Republicans are doing, the worst net approval ratings ever in Congress. Members of the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries failed to reach an agreement to curb oil production in an effort to boost prices Thursday. The OPEC meeting in Vienna came after a couple of years of falling oil prices that have hurt energy companies and oil exporting nations. Prices plunged from well over $100 a barrel to around $26 because oil production has been greater than demand for petroleum products. The number of babies born to teenagers and young women continues to decline in the United States. A record low number of teenagers and women in their 20s gave birth in the U.S. in 2015, according to new government data released today. Preliminary figures from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention showed the birth rate among mothers ages 15 to 19 fell by 8% last year and has dropped 64% since 1991. The U.S. government has announced a near-total ban on domestic sales of elephant ivory, a move intended to protect the endangered animal. Previously, ivory could be sold if it was brought to the U.S. before elephants were listed as endangered or if there were documents proving the elephant had died of natural causes. The new rule restricts sales to genuine antiques, such as ivory statues or artwork, and items such as musical instruments made with less than 200 grams of ivory. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.